This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Breakfast Podcast. Listen live every Saturday morning from 7 till 9 on Australia's only gay and lesbian community radio station, Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Breakfast on Joy 94.9, and this morning we're talking with Nick Earls about his new novel, The True Story of Butterfish, where music is a very important element. So tell me how the songwriting developed in the book, and therefore the play.
Therefore in the real world, which was the bit I hadn't anticipated. Well, to write the book, to even think about writing the book, I needed to learn a little bit more about music production. And, you know, as you know, I had that CD behind me and the festival experience and a bit of radio work. So a few things were helping me already. And I had had a few friends in bands. But I thought, I want to have the feel of how Curtis's studio works. So I went to my friend Adele Pickvance, who was in the final lineup of the Go-Betweens. And Adele took me through her home studio, which I immediately appropriated as Curtis's home studio. So I know how his gear works because I've played with it. So I could write that stuff in the novel, and I could have Curtis in his studio in Brisbane, working with the material he'd recorded with this Norwegian band, The Splades, in Norway, working on that stuff, and at the same time working on stuff of his own. Easy in a novel once you've learned a bit about the gear. Then I started working on the play, and I had that moment where I thought, I need the songs now. They actually have to be real songs. So I went back to Adele and said, don't tell anyone, but I'm doing it as a play. What do you think I should do about the songs? And she thought about it and she said, well, you got to have one Splade song, you got to have that Curtis song. They've got to feel different. So I think they should be done by different people. And she said, Robert Forster from the Go-Betweens, so he'd lived in Europe for years. So why don't you get Robert to do the Splades? And why don't you and I do Curtis's song and you do the lyrics and I do the music? So that's what we did. And Robert went off to do the Splades and he called Adele one day in April to say, I've got it. I've just written the perfect song for the Splades.
Fantastic.
And, you know, I've been thinking about the sound of the Splades, been giving that a lot of thought, been reading all the stuff to get to know the characters and all that. And I've got some intertextual stuff going on here. So it's like, it's got this interesting element to it too. And I know it's exactly the right song for the Splades. Except there's just one thing. You know how in the book, the Splade song is called Only Tomorrow? Well, this song's called It's Not What You Think.
Book's finished?
Not quite. Book was 1 hour away from going to the printer. So I called my editor as soon as I got off the phone from Adele and said, could we please, please, I know there might be pagination issues, but could we please just fix them because I need to change that Splade song to It's Not What You Think. And we did. So Robert Forster got to write the name of the Splade song in my new novel, which is kind of nice.
So has he got a credit? Co-author?
I think the name appears twice, which means so it's not what you think. So he wrote 10 words out of 82,000. So fortunately, he's kind of gifted those 10 words to me. And he, when we recorded it, it is recorded as the Splades. But as opposed to in the novel where the Splades are really Norwegian guys called Gunnar and Øyvind and their hired hands, when we came to put the Splades together, the Splades, the recorded version of the Splades are Robert and Adele from the Go-Betweens and Alana Skyring from the Greats on drums. So a kind of nice little supergroup that came together and went all Norwegian for 2.5 minutes.
We heard the Splade song, It's Not What You Think, earlier this morning. So what was the other song that you wrote with Adele?
With Adele, that's right. So I started writing that because Adele said, okay, what Adele said was that she thought that when Elton John and Bernie Taupin wrote together, Bernie wrote the lyrics first and gave them to Elton and off Elton went. So she said, why don't you write the lyrics first and give them to me? So I wrote the lyrics and had a, you know, fairly inane melody in my head, which I did not mention to Adele, because I thought she knows what she's doing.
Yeah.
I've heard Adele's stuff that she's written, and I you know, I think we should all hear more of it. She's very talented. So I wrote a verse and a chorus because that's all the play needed, I thought. And that's all the kind of was in the novel at that stage, like a big verse and a chorus. And I thought, that's all Curtis has got. He's just got a fragment of a song. So I sent her that, and she started work, started playing around with things, got some really good musical ideas, and then said, look, we've got to finish this song. I've got to have like at least another verse, and I've got to have other. And so I then had to do more. And then when it came time to record it, Adele agreed to actually sing lead, which was great because I think she's got a really interesting voice. And I'm really glad this is a chance for us to hear her singing.
Speaking of a chance, let's go straight into it now. Tell us the title of the song again.
The Light That Guides You Home.
Thanks for listening to a Breakfast Podcast. Tune in live every Saturday morning from 7 till 9 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.